Hey y'all. So y'all know we gotta talk. And today, if I sound a little different, it's because I have my headphones in this time, and I usually don't record with my headphones in, but we're gonna give it a try. But anyways, I was thinking about when people are partaking on their self-love journey, one thing that I tend to ask them, and a lot of people who are advocating about self-love or teaching self-love or learning about self-love will typically see the question, who are you? Do y'all realize how hard it is for people to answer that question? I mean, it's about them. So you would think it would be an easy answer, right? You know yourself better than anybody else in this world, and most people cannot answer that question, who are you? The other day, I heard a quote, or I may have seen it somewhere, I can't remember, but it said, if you don't let anyone define you, there's nothing in this world that can defeat you. And a part of not letting anyone define you is knowing who you are to begin with. People don't like to put in the work to think about the person they are, to figure out who they are, to explore who they are. And when we don't do that, we get into these relationships, we get into these friendships, we get into these situationships, allowing people to define who we are. We allow them to shape who we are. We allow them to alter who we are because we have the slightest clue about who we are. We lose ourselves and we become defeated because of the mistake that we've made of not getting to know ourselves, of not getting to giving ourselves time to go on this self-love journey. And people think that it's just a cliche or it's just talk or how is that going to help me? But if you don't let anyone define you, there's nothing that can defeat you. And a lot of you guys are allowing these people to define you, to tell you who you are, to change who you are, to shape who you are. And so I just wanted to get on here and tell you that you don't have to be defeated any longer. Who are you? Take the time out at any time that is convenient for you and go on this journey. Even if you are in a relationship, individuality, and we talked about this in the earlier episode, is important. You should still be able to practice self-love. You should still be able to practice self-care. Take this journey and explore yourself. Ask yourself questions that are relevant to self and discover who you are. And then stand on that. You are who you are. Many people are not going to always like it. And you're probably going to scare some people away. But in the end, those that really rock with you are going to rock with you regardless. And the outcome you will find will be very different. Choose different.